good morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Hello world, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good morning, by man. Deesa with Toby Mac opens the show.
Our morning prayer. The music in the background, Alpha and Omega by Israel Houghton. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and thank you on this day that we have never seen before. This is the day you have made and we are rejoicing in it. Lord, we worship you this day. You are God and God alone. There's none else like you. We declare that you are omnipotent, omnipresent, all-powerful, all-knowing, and there's nothing too hard for you. Lord Jesus, on today we give you all the glory and all the honor. You are Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, and soon coming King. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness is better than life. We lift up our hands and we bless your name. We worship you. There's no other God like unto thee. You are our rock, our defense, our healer, our deliverer, our waymaker, our shield and refuge in time of trouble. Lord, on this day, we decree and declare that we will do great exploits for the kingdom. Now, Lord, let your blessings, anointing, and direction overtake us suddenly. Lord Jesus, we thank you for acceleration and movement on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for supernatural acceleration. Lord, we thank you this day for supernatural ideas and supernatural innovation. Lord, we thank you. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. We decree and declare that on today and this week, we will not give up. We are warriors, and we will win souls for the kingdom. Lord Jesus, we know that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So, God, we thank you in advance, God, for sending laborers to work this harvest. Lord Jesus, we will hear what you will speak, and we will act accordingly and speedily. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I will be like Nehemiah. This is my 52 days, and I will not come down from the wall until the great work is finished. Lord Jesus, I will fast and pray in secret so that you will reward me openly. Hallelujah. I hear the motion. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to handle with great care your anointing, your gifts, and your ministries. Saturate our environments with your presence. God, as we go day to day, God, as we go throughout this week, Lord, let a sweet aroma of your fragrance be about us so people can see the light that shines within us, and that light is all due to you. Lord, you deserve the glory, and you deserve all of the honor. Lord Jesus, help us to seek first your kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, because we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up the standard against any foe the enemy would try to even bring in our lives now. Lord Jesus, increase our discernment. Lord, we pray for the people of God. Lord, we bind hopelessness and discouragement, and we lose hope against hope. We lose spiritual resilience, increased faith, and spiritual endurance. We humbly ask you to order our steps, order our thoughts, order our conversations. We commit our way to you. Lord, we give all of ourselves to you. Lord, we say yes, Lord. Sanctify our attitudes this day. Sanctify our dispositions. Help us to please you in everything we do. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. God, bless the 90 seconds of inspiration. Let it help and bless someone. Lord, look on the Voices of the Nation segment. Bless the men and women of God that have agreed just to bless people around the world this spring and summer. Lord, we thank you, and we decree and declare to be so expansion for Voices of the Nation. Let somebody be saved. We decree salvation on this day. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Now have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Bless this show. Keep us from any presumptuous praying, preaching, or teaching. Have your way. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we decree increase for the people of God. We declare salvation and revival. Amen.
This is in memory of my dad, the late Albert Clark. Before he would end the service, he would sing this song. For you.
Be reading three different scriptures. Matthew 28:16-20, King James Version. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Our next scripture, Mark 16, starting at verse 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Our final scripture, Matthew 9:35-37, King James Version. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word on this morning.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
The creative flow. Steve Asphalt, creative graphic designer. The phone number, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests, and they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Asphalt has done. So contact him at 917 294-0771. Community Church of God in Christ of Auburn, New York is back on the airwaves every Sunday morning at 8:45 a.m. on 1520 WTHE in the greater New York area. Tune in each week to hear an inspiring word and uplifting prayer by the pastor, Dr. Sylvia A. Green. If you are an artist and you want your work spotlighted during the broadcast, contact Dr. Green at communitykojicinc@gmail.com. Again, contact Dr. Green at communitykojicinc@gmail.com. We heard For You I Am Praying by Twinkie Clark Terrell, and the short selections was The Martins in Christ There Is No East or West. Next up is 90 Seconds of Inspiration, Stand and Defend, and then we'll hear I Need Thee by Anne McCrary, and after that, we're going directly to the phone to hear from Bishop Edwin Bass, who is the president of Kojic Urban Initiatives out of Missouri. Enjoy. Dr. Faye Marine Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspiration, Stand and Defend. My proposed definition for stand and defend is this: to maintain a spiritual position of defense during a lengthy confrontation, not allowing the enemy to gain the advantage. Although you may be at a disadvantage, your spiritual endurance and ability to skillfully use your armor and weapons will allow you to win the war and thus demonstrate God's power. Victory in warfare depends upon opportunity and skill. An ill-equipped team of fighters can win occasional victory if the circumstance is favorable to them. However, a group of skilled warriors can fight and win even when contrary winds are blowing and the circumstance is disadvantageous to them. Hence, skill is more important than opportunity in warfare. Having both opportunity and skill is the perfect combination for an easy victory in combat warfare. When the Lord of Angel Armies, our Lord, teaches your hands to war and fingers to fight, you must become highly skilled in using either hand to fight. He may allow your dominant hand to be tied up for a while so that you learn how to use the weaker hand. Be grateful for the lessons he allows you to learn. They come in handy, no pun intended. 90 Seconds of Inspiration, presented by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
I need the all, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh.
Happy today to have with us on the Top of the Morning radio show a dynamic man of God who's doing many great things for my church organization, his church organization, the Church of God in Christ. I'm getting ready to bring Bishop Bass on the phone, and he's going to be able to share with us what's going on with urban initiatives as well as a new broadcasting network that Kojic has been blessed with. So we're getting ready to bring him on the line right now. Top of the morning to you, Bishop Bass. This is Dr. Faye. How are you today?
I'm great, Dr. Faye. How are you today?
Thank you so, so much for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule to come on the show with us on today. So can you just share with the listening audience just a little bit about yourself?
Well, first of all, I'm honored that you would invite me to be a guest on your show. I'm an admirer of your great work and your commitment to the kingdom, so thank you for having me. My responsibilities within the church fall in an area that's called Kojic Urban Initiatives. The vision of Urban Initiatives is that the 12,000 churches that constitute the Church of God in Christ would work within the community to make a social impact within the community, in addition to maintaining the efforts that we've always had around eternity and around salvation. We would begin to address those problems that affect us in the right now. So we focus around five key areas: education, economic development, crime reduction, strengthening the family, and financial literacy. And we ask each of our churches to develop programs that would address those particular areas. In addition to that, we also have a menu or an online toolkit of programs that we make available to churches. We are asking churches to submit their programs to us because what our goal is to almost become a center for best practices where churches share their best ideas. And a church in Iowa might not necessarily have to spend a great deal of time developing a particular type of effort because they can look in our toolkit and see five or six different examples of that.
Our goal
is to get all of our churches involved in the community, and really, in addition to certainly improving the quality of life within the community, it also is a tremendous church growth strategy. When people begin to meet the needs of people, we find people starting to show up in the local services. And really, that was the model that Christ did. He first met their physical needs, and then that made the ground fertile for the gospel to take root.
Okay. Now, how long has Urban Initiatives been going on? It seems like it's been going on a little while. How long has it exactly been going on in the church?
Well, that's a wonderful question, and I have to step back and think about that for a minute, but it's been about 3.5 years.
Right.
Basically, it is the vision of Presiding Bishop Charles Blake, and when he came into office, if you recall, he assumed the position of Presiding Bishop at the demise of Bishop Gilbert Patterson and served the remainder of his term, and then subsequently was elected for a full 4 years. So it's been about 3.5-4 years that Urban Initiatives has been up and running.
Okay. So if this is completely new to some, because it may be some people just, you know, sometimes don't get the information, where can they go if they say, okay, this sounds really interesting, I think I really want my church to become part of Urban Initiatives, or at least we want to try to start practicing or putting into place maybe one or two of the five principles? How can they really get started?
Well, let me tell you our preferred approach. We have 12,000 churches, and obviously we would not be able to deal with all 12,000 of those churches on a one-on-one basis. So what we've done is create a structure that asks each jurisdictional bishop to appoint a jurisdictional coordinator. That coordinator's responsibility will be to be the interface between the National Urban Initiatives Office and that jurisdiction. They would be the place where we send daily briefings on opportunities and activities, and it also would be the place where questions and issues are gathered to submit to the Urban Initiatives Office. We are working to get every bishop to make that commitment and name somebody. We take them through a formal training program and give them access to a password-protected site, which has a tremendous amount of information in it. Now, obviously, all bishops have not signed on and made the commitment because perhaps of other commitments that they have going on. If you go on the Kojic website under ministries and click on that button, it will pull up a page with logos. If you click on the Urban Initiatives button, there's a great deal of information about Urban Initiatives, including the manual for the certification process. If a church offers a program in each one of the five categories, they become eligible for certification, which really means that when the church gets in a position to start funding activities in churches, they will have fulfilled one of the first criteria that they are certified. That is, they've proven that they're vested in operating in the life of the community where they are placed.
All right. Excellent. That's excellent information for our listening audience. Some maybe who just did not kind of look at the whole picture before. They might have heard the announcements, but perhaps did not really sit down to study. So we thank you for that. Now, I was privileged to be at a national business meeting a few weeks ago where there was another big announcement. So share with the audience kind of what, how the Church of God in Christ has been blessed when it comes to, I guess, radio now and web radio. It was very exciting for me.
Well, we were we become the beneficiaries of a tremendous gift. The Crawford Broadcasting Company operates several radio stations throughout the nation, and they made a decision that one of their locations in St. Louis was not getting the attention that they'd like it to get, but they wanted to make sure that it continued to serve the predominantly African-American Christian community. So they made a decision to go out and accept proposals from organizations that basically laid out the reason that organization thought that they should receive the gift of the station. We were among about 10 other people who provided proposals, and praise God, we were selected to be the beneficiary of the KSTL radio station in St. Louis. That station includes an AM station as well as a internet station. So we will be operating the AM station, but in addition to that, we'll be operating an internet station that can be heard all over the world.
Right.
We made tremendous progress during our spring our business meeting. Several pastors have signed up and purchased time from all over the country. So we're looking to an exciting opportunity, an exciting platform that we can build on in the future. Perhaps other stations, perhaps even TV stations, would be added to what we have. The presiding bishop has selected the name, the Jubilee Broadcasting Network. So it's an exciting gift. It was given to us, the radio station, all of the equipment, the antenna. It's in a wonderful area, great building, great station, already has customers, which we want to expand upon, but it is a true blessing from the Lord. It was appraised at $800,000, so thank God somebody just decided to give us a gift of $800,000.
And that's a blessing. So someone in the listening audience maybe is thinking about perhaps doing some advertising or maybe getting their program as part of the programming. What should they do?
Well, you can, at this point, contact the Memphis office. We will shortly have information on the website. We've already started distributing promotional material, but we'll start placing information on the website where you can actually go on the website and click on the website, get information, as well as request time. At this point, we've not actually taken physical possession of the radio station, so we don't have our staff at the station. We anticipate that will happen probably within the next week to 10 days. At that point, you'll be able to go directly to the radio station and talk to our professional staff there.
Excellent. So we have a couple minutes left. Would you like to share anything else about some of the initiatives and programs you work with the church, or just offer us a word of hope or word of prayer before we have to say goodbye for this interview?
Well, I'm excited about our church. I'm excited about the body of Christ. Let me correct that. The body of Christ really stepping up and really facing the issues that really keep many people from having a productive relationship with God, many of the day-to-day needs. And so I'm excited that our church has taken the step to really formalize and create an area to make sure that that is conducted in each one of our churches. At the same time, we're excited, and we've received tremendous requests for information from other denominations who are working to try to produce their version of the urban initiatives. I've had a chance to present the urban initiative to the president, to his administration in Washington, and we're working with them on a number of programs, including Brothers Keepers, which I know all of you heard about recently. We will actually be one of the providers for that services within his President Obama's vision for Brothers Keepers. So it's an exciting time.
It gives the world, and
it gives the world a different view of us. We're a wonderful church, as you know. You come from a tremendous church family, accomplished family. Your parents, your brothers, all were really accomplished people. And I think this gives the church a platform to really show the wonderful, educated, capable people that God has blessed the Church of God in Christ with.
Yes. I was just agreeing with you.
Let me just take a moment and pray. God, we pray for Dr. Faye and her great ministry. that God, through her commitment to the kingdom, that God, you will continue to cause her to flourish. God, I by faith see her moving in areas that she's never even conceived of, God, that you've already planned in your mind for her. So, God, we thank you for that now. And not only do I pray for her, but I pray for my brothers and sisters throughout the body of Christ, regardless of denominational boundaries. I pray, God, that we will rise up and be unified and possess the land of promise and relegate the devil to the place he really belongs, that is, under our feet. God, we thank you for the opportunity to serve, and we thank you for victory now in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, because you're a very busy man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. And hopefully I'll see you at our international AIM convention, if not sooner. But thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
A privilege and an honor. And, again, thank you for allowing me this opportunity.
Yes. Okay. Take
God
care.
Bless.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Bishop Edwin C. Bass of the Church of God in Christ. He oversees so many wonderful things, but you heard it yourself about the Urban Initiatives, the Brothers Keepers Program, and now this Jubilee Network. So we were just so grateful to have him with us on Top of the Morning radio show. In a mess, call the best. Fresh Start Cleaning Services, servicing your cleaning needs, commercial, residential, and church cleaning. Licensed, bonded, and at your service 24 hours a day. Call them for a quote. Mention the code radio for a 20% discount. Call the owner, Dr. Sylvia Green, at 718-576-9259. Again, her number is 718-576-9259. Or the general manager, Ms. Deborah Williams, at 347-546-8146. Again, Ms. Williams' number is 347-546-8146. No job is too big or too small for Fresh Start Cleaning Services. We're getting ready to go to our Voices of the Nation segment one and then segment two. Our first segment is with Bishop Michael Cole, Jurisdiction Prelate of North Dakota, and he has been a missionary to at least 30-plus nations. He is our first interview for Voices of the Nations. We'll have a short promo break. We'll hear Days of Elijah by Twyla Paris. And then we'll go to our second Voices of the Nation segment with Prophet Faithman Agboweda from Nigeria. So you will be blessed by both of these tremendous men of God. Bishop Cole first, and in a little while, Prophet Agboweda. Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you so much, Bishop Cole, for taking time out of your schedule and coming on the show today. I am just so excited.
I am excited about what God is doing with you, Dr. Faye, and what God is actually doing in the interviews and missions, and for the thousands of listeners that are listening around the world, of what God is actually doing and what God is actually doing and imparting into their lives.
Yes, yes. So tell our listening audience just a little bit about yourself, kind of where you're from and how you got to where you are now in ministry.
Actually, today I'm calling from North Carolina, where my mom, who is 90 years old, I'm fellowshipping with her for a few days here and coming back to my home church where I grew up in the country and in the farm in North Carolina, now near Greensboro, North Carolina. Actually, where they had the first civil rights sit-in in North Carolina years ago.
Yes, they did.
And so I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here, and I grew up on a farm, joined the Air Force when I was 18, traveled over to the Philippines during the time of the Vietnam War with our military in the United States Air Force. God called me to the ministry, brought me back to North Dakota at the Air Force Base, and there I served as an auxiliary chaplain in the Air Force for many years and birthed a church out of North Dakota called Gospel Outreach Ministries. And I've traveled around the world to more than 49 countries of the world preaching the gospel. Had a vision when I was a little boy from right down here on the grounds that I'm on today. Right on these grounds, we used to live in an old house, and we lived near the airport, so I used to watch the airplanes go back and forth and landing and taking off. And I used to say, one day I'm going to travel around the world. I remember saying that as an 8-year-old boy.
Wow.
And it has come to pass. As I said, talking to my mother today, she was reminding me that I'm a fourth-generation preacher that have come from the lineage of her father. And so I'm just excited about what God's destiny is and those who are listening today, what God is doing in their life. So I served many years in the military. We had military chapel We saw more than 3,000 people go through our congregation in a 10-year period. And often tell people I've pastored 15 churches from one location, and they said, how is that possible? I said to them, and being in the military every 2 years, and at least 3 years, my church rotated, so we've been pastoring now for 38 years in that one area. And so it's been a great joy of blessings, and so I'm just thankful to be on your program today, and we appreciate you. And I just feel that God is speaking a word at this time, and that 2014 is one of those years where we will see miracles and we will see a great gathering of the harvest of the Lord.
Yes. Yes, yes. So can you, because I know I want you to offer, you know, prayer, but can you tell the listening audience, because there are a lot of would-be missions workers, and to the listening audience, I spoke to Bishop Cole early, and we had a conversation about a missions boot camp or a missions seminar, and it's been on my mind. But so can you talk to some up-and-coming missions workers? I had a conversation with Bishop Vincent Matthews, who you know well, and he was just saying how he found spending time around the season of saints invaluable. So what would you say to some up-and-coming missions workers, those who the Lord has put in their heart to go in the field? You've been to 49 different countries, so what are some of the tips that you can give to some of us?
First of all, know that you have a passion and a love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus calls us, and he said, listen, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And that rest that he gives us is the rest to know that we are in him in salvation. And from that place, God has a calling on each one of our lives. It was about 8 months ago, I taught a series out of the first chapter of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians 12 about the body of Christ and every member having a responsibility. I want you to know, secondly, that you are significant to God, and that the Bible says, as many as the Lord has called, they are the sons and daughters of God. And so God's mission is for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. I was a young man when the Lord touched me as a little child, and then as a grown man during the Vietnam War, I was in the Philippines. And the Lord got a hold of my life at age 19, and that's when I really yielded to the Lord. Well, there was a Holy Spirit move, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and as I began to pray in the heavenly language of the Holy Ghost, God began to let my language go to several different languages. And as I was praying, I could see people from different countries. And for 45 minutes, I began to pray in the Holy Spirit and the glossia of the Holy Ghost, like the day of Pentecost. And God was showing me different people's faces from different parts of the world. And little did I know at that time, I would be launched and travel all over the world. And as a little boy, I used to see the airplanes, and I said, I want to travel all over the world and do something for Jesus. Not knowing as a 30-year-old boy that God was putting that in my heart as a child. And so, as I have been sitting here for the last 2 hours talking to my mother, getting the history of my family, which is just right now, I began to realize that God had a pattern for my life. And so I could say to them in the third thing that when the Spirit of God calls you and saves you, you must go witness to everybody. We know everyone is not going to go overseas, and that, but you can do local missions. And the greatest thing is to be in a ministry or a church that does outreach and reaches the lost souls. The other thing that I think that you need some type of instruction, because so many people go and do they not know even the culture that they're in. Many of the Americans today, our culture have changed so much in this country that we have to have kind of a upgrade of culture understanding to even reach the generations that we're dealing with today, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes, sir. Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely.
Because we're in a different generation. But they have a passion for the things of God. They have a passion for the Word of God. And then they have a passion for what God is showing you. And I'm praying that God would give more mentors to mentor and to instruct these that have a burden to go to the mission field.
Yes.
One of the other things I learned is that culturally God wants to do something for us. As far as understanding other nations. I've traveled throughout Europe, I've traveled throughout Asia, I've traveled throughout the Caribbean, I've traveled throughout areas near Russia, I've traveled throughout North America, Central America, South America, and I've learned that the gospel is a common power, that the message of the gospel resonates in every culture, and you just have to learn some of the things within the culture so that you can be able to better reach the people. Amen. And you have to be flexible and open to God to teach you. I remember one lady, she said to me she had to reach a tribe that all the people in that tribe didn't wear clothes. And so she said she don't know how she's going to reach those people. But she, it was so extreme. This is an extreme case. But she said the only reason she could reach them is that she became like them and went into their village and wrenched them. Amen. Not wearing clothing. And this was a very educated lady. It was quite of a story. She wrote a book on it. And I thought, wow, she had a PhD, she had a doctorate, and she said she had to go into this village. She probably never could have told Americans that, but she said when she went in, she wrecked those people, they got saved, and then she taught them how to put on clothes. And she, this was a powerful testimony and how she rich these unrich people. And I'm just saying, it may not be that extreme, but God wants us to be open to the Holy Spirit, my God, that we might be able to go and touch souls. And when we're willing to be a vessel that the Holy Spirit can pour through, then God will reach people through the crisis in our life. And I just encourage you, amen, to spend time in prayer, to spend time in fasting, and most of all, find mentors that can instruct you in those things. One of the things I shared with you the other day was that the Lord has been speaking to me. Some of you may not know in other parts of the world, but those of you in America would know that the Midwest is one of the places where we have Native Americans. And in that place where I live in North Dakota, they have four major reservations, which is a large population of our state. And so the Lord spoke to me about 18 years ago to open up a school of training for missionaries and to bring them and to utilize those reservations, the great places of great need, to train missionaries, amen, for the mission field, and to use my experience and to have others who have traveled the mission field to come into that school periodically and impart into people's lives. I think it's not a lot of instruction, but I believe that that instruction in itself would begin to be a seed that is sown. Maybe someone else will take it after me and after that and develop it into a greater school. And I just believe that it's time for it, and that 2014 is a year of launching. It is a year of fulfillment, and I believe God can do that.
Amen. Bishop Cole, you are just a dynamic man. Every time I just see you and talk to you, you're a blessing. So I know the people who are listening to the interview, and then the great thing about this show, yes, it airs live, but then people, it's repeated on other networks, and people can listen to it as many times. Excellent instruction from you. Then, of course, I interviewed your brother in the gospel, Bishop Vincent Matthew. Similar instruction, so we thank God for the Holy Ghost and how he speaks to us. So, you know, we have a few minutes left, and I really want you to offer prayer to the listening audience so they could keep this and listen to this as much as possible. So can you go ahead and offer prayer before we have to hang up?
Yes, I will. And I want to thank you for what you're doing and commend you and appreciate you and your family for what I know God is doing in your life. Thank you for being a vessel that God could use. And let us pray for those who listen around the world. I want to let you know something. First of all, God loves you, and the power of God is great and powerful in your lives, and that this is the season that you're listening to this broadcast today or you listen to it in replay. It's because God is speaking to your life and speaking to your heart. So we come now, and the scripture says, praise God, that God's power is great in the earth. And that God is waiting for the sun, the earth is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for those ears that are listening today. We thank you, oh God, for every circumstance and situation in their lives, that you are faithful and present in their lives to do great and mighty things in the midst of them. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for what it represents. We thank you for the impartation and the release of our obedience in faith to see the blessings done. You said in your word, without faith, it is impossible to please God. This radio broadcast is being operated by faith. The words that have been spoken to faith. Today, if they hear the voice of God, let them believe the Lord. And faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So today, we thank you for every person desiring to do missions. We thank you for those who are already doing missions, that they would not be discouraged in their obedience to do the things of God. And we thank you, Lord, that we have the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us. Now, Lord, bless those who've been sick in their body, heal. Bless those who need finances to keep their ministry going. We release it. We commission the angels of the Lord to go and to minister to those who are seeking to go forth in the work of God. We thank you for Bishop Matthews and the work that he's doing and all that God is doing. Now, Lord, let the Holy Spirit fall upon us like rivers of living water, and let us flow with the Holy Ghost and know that this is not the end, but this is the beginning of something tremendous and something great in this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Let me say this in closing. From the time of Passover, which was the 15th of April, and we had a blood moon, to the time in October when we have the Feast of Tabernacles, we'll have another blood moon. The Spirit of God spoke to me and said, from Passover to the Feast of Tabernacles, which is in October, we will see the greatest miracles in our generation we have ever seen.
I believe it. Thank you, Lord. I believe it.
This is the time. This is the season. And God has given that to us. And so let us run with that thing for the glory of God. And thank you again for having me, Dr. Faye. We appreciate you and we love you. And we appreciate the audience in which you're reaching for God. May they be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Cole. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And that was Bishop Michael Cole from North Dakota jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ. Powerful man, powerful interview. Remember what he said, the greatest miracles between Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. God bless you.
Are you looking for a great deal on your next trip? Do you know someone that's about to take a trip? Book your hotel at getaroom.com. 855-680-3235. Holders House Ministries is a partner with getaroom.com. So book a room at this number, 855-680-3235, and you will get a great deal. Book by phone and save big. Thank you very much. We're getting ready for Voices of the Nations, our second segment. We're going to play Days of Elijah by Twyla Paris first, but I wanted to set up this second segment from my dear covenant brother in Nigeria, Prophet Faithman Agboeda. This is his prophetic message entitled New Seasons. We played part one last week, so if you did not hear part one, you need to go back and listen to it. But this is part two, and it's a dynamic message. So Days of Elijah, and then Prophet Faithman Agboeda.
Declaring the word of the Lord, and these are the I've never seen anybody who partnered with God and remained the same. I've never seen anybody who have an intention to advance his kingdom and remain the same. They don't remain the same. Partners of God are those who speak for God. Partners of God are those who are part of his resource plan, who are part of his resources. So Jesus showed up and said, can I have your boat? And the Bible said they gave him his boat, their boat, and he sat there and he preached the gospel. When Jesus was through with preaching, he said to Peter, launch into the deep. You get this story in Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 10. And when he said, launch into the deep, and Peter replied and said, we have toiled all night. Can I say this to you this morning? Don't let your experience stop you from believing what God is saying now. Don't let what happened to you in the past become a hindrance to your future. There are people who are used to failure. There are those who are used to frustration. They are used to disappointment. But God is saying this morning that your season has changed. You're used to frustrating yourself. But God is saying this morning that your season has changed. Whenever you take God's word, it means you're on your way out of the situation. Whenever God wants to change you, the first thing he gives to you is a prophet. He gives you somebody that brings a word your way. He gives you a prophetic word. He gives you a word of direction. How you treat that word is what will guarantee your future. I've come to realize that people are what they are because of what they heard. Did you hear what I said? I said people are what they are because of what they heard. What did you hear? Who spoke to you? What do you believe? What you believe is important. What you accept into your life is important. To some people, what they see is lack. To some people, what they see is, it's not possible. We cannot do it. We don't have the resources. If you talk like that, God can't do anything. If God is going to do something, you must say what his word is saying. You don't consider what you have, you consider what he's saying. What he's saying should be final authority, not how you feel. Like I said in the second service, I said, when God heals you, stop looking at symptoms. And if you focus on symptoms, you will lose your healing. Yes. If you focus on, I don't feel like this, I don't feel like that, it's not how I feel. The word of God says he took my infirmity, my faith should rest there. Your faith should rest on what God's word is saying. Your faith should not rest on what they said, what she said, how they think about the matter. Your faith should rest on what the word of God is saying. And what the word is saying this morning, that all things are possible. That is what God's word is saying. That all things are possible. Your dreams are possible. Your visions are possible. Your assignment is possible. And what God spoke to you is what is possible. Can you believe that this morning? All things are what? Are possible. You got to be aggressive when it comes to believing God. You got to be aggressive. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6. I'm focusing on a very subtitle, take the limit off. Take the limit off. Whatever limit that is around you, take the limit off. Can someone say, take it off? Let me hear it one more time. Take the limit off. Yes, take the limit off. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. Take the limit off. Deuteronomy 1, verse 6. Look at what it said here in Deuteronomy. Get that in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6. Watch this. The Lord our God spoke to us in Rehob, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Did you hear it? You have dwelt, Deuteronomy 1, verse 6. Horeb. That God spoke to us that we have dwelt long enough in this mountain. You see, God was concerned about his people. And he observed they have been in a particular situation for a very long time and there was no change. And God is interested in change. God is interested in improvement. God is interested in change, in improvement. So this guy has been here for a very long time, and now the word of God is coming to them and saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Let me say this to you. Whatever you are comfortable with is what you cannot overcome.
And what a powerful, powerful word. Just by way, just a few weekly reminders, my app, my mobile app, I Am Dr. Faye, is out on the iPhone and Android market. So please download it. It will connect you to all of Holder's House Ministries, Go Telecommunications, the blogs, the magazines, everything you need to know. And remember, this show is in syndication on other networks. On Gospel is Golden on Sunday mornings, Star Radio every day, starradio.com every day. and also available on www.spiritoftruthmedia.com. So you can also pick it up there. But we certainly thank our guests on today for a dynamic show. But we are at the bottom of the hour. So this is Dr. Faye Maureen getting ready to sign off, the anointed voice. We're going to end the show with "It's Your Season to Be Blessed," Pastor Norman Hutchins. So now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Continue to pray for salvation worldwide. Continue to pray for my partners who've been partnering with me. And we just believe in God for great things, as these interviews said. But promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say. Blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you promise.
God made
just the test. He's gonna open the window. Somebody say yes it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.